The U.S. Midwest forecast continues to suggest that there will be a very dry environment for the majority of the region as we go forward through these next several days. Not much precipitation will occur through Monday. With that said, I don't want to imply it'll be completely dry, but there will be only a few showers of limited significance, and they will likely come and go fairly quickly and not have enough meat to them to seriously set back field work. And the bottom line is certainly going to be a continuation of good crop maturation and harvest progress, especially since temperatures are going to still be warm across a big part of the region. We expect to see the afternoon temperatures continuing to work their way through the 70s and into the 80s over the next few days. I don't think there's going to be too many locations that are any cooler than that until we get to the early to middle part of next week, and even then, it's only going to be the northern fringes of the region that cool down at all. And we'll expect to see maybe a more meaningful cool-off taking place beginning about a week from now in that second weekend of the two-week outlook. At that point in time, there will be perhaps some risk of frost and freezes coming back into a portion of the Midwest, but the event is too far out at this point in time to get very specific about it. But we will see an end to all the persistent warm weather that is prevailing not only in the Midwest, but over a big part of the U.S. plains and much of Canada's prairies as well. The forecast temperatures at night are expected to stay warm across the Midwest. We'll likely see most of those lows down into the 50s, and that will occur most every night from now through the first part of next week. There may be a couple of upper 40s every once in a while in the far north. There may be a few lower 60s occurring in some of the southernmost areas as well. We do expect rain to move across a portion of the Midwest as we get into next week. Tuesday and Wednesday will bring a cool front into the western Corn Belt, and it will probably produce anywhere from a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 3/4 of an inch in parts of the region, the area from Missouri and Iowa into Wisconsin and northwestern Illinois will probably be wettest. And there could be some local totals that might get up close to or slightly over an inch. But that system will continue to work its way eastward through the Midwest as we get into the Wednesday and Thursday time period next week. Maybe it's still lingering a little bit in Ohio and parts of Kentucky and southeastern Indiana on Friday, a week from now. That precipitation event in the eastern Midwest will also produce a couple tenths of an inch, upwards to 3/4 of an inch of rain. And again, the delays to farming activity will be limited to a brief day or two, and we'll be right back at it again. The forecast does bring back drier weather again to the majority of the region as we go into the period from the 4th out through about the 9th, and some of the computer forecast model data keeps its drier bias going a little bit longer than that. We do not expect to see any seriously prolonged period of cold weather coming up, but the cooling trend that occurs next week will be noted most significantly in that second weekend of the two-week outlook, and then we'll rebound temperatures gradually when we get out closer to mid-month. Outside of the U.S., there's not too much else going on that's adverse, although a lot of attention is beginning to focus on South America. The outlook for portions of Brazil continues to suggest that it will rain quite a bit in the interior south over the coming week, probably a little bit too much for some of the winter wheat crop that has not been harvested, and some delay in summer crop planting will likely occur. But we also expect to see precipitation be somewhat beneficial for the early planted crops in Sao Paulo, parts of Paraná, and portions of Mato Grosso do Sul. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.